Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it's a pleasure to welcome someone new into our studios here in beautiful downtown Exeter. His name is Thomas Reddit, and he is the executive director and artistic director of the Music Mystic Chamber Music Series. Not Music Mystic, but Mystic Chamber Music Series. And Thomas, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike. It's wonderful to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And you prefer Tom over Thomas, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah. So we'll shorten it, just like I like Mike over Michael. So, all right. Tom, tell us about the Mystic Chamber Music Series. Has this been going on for a long time?
No, this is our first year, actually, putting on concerts here in Mystic, downtown Mystic, in this historic area around there. I grew up in Mystic, actually. Me and my family moved here when I was about 4 years old, and I lived there from when I was four till I was 18 years old. I went through the Groton Public School District. I went to Thames Valley Music School. And then after high school,
and you listened to WCRI.
I did
every day.
Actually, every day. When I used to drive, from Mystic all the way to New York to go take lessons at Manhattan School of Music, and we used to listen to WCRI
as long as it lasted.
Yeah, as long as it lasted all the way out there. That's last leg around Hartford area.
There you go. And so you studied music as a young child.
Yes.
Yeah. When did it actually start?
So I started playing cello when I was 8 years old in a third grade string program at SB Butler. And then it kind of just snowballed from there. And so when I was about 16 years old, I started taking lessons in New York City at the Manhattan School of Music with a famous pedagogue, Marion Feldman. And then I've been studying with her and other teachers in New York ever since, and I'm finishing up my two masters. I'm doing a master's right now at Manhattan School of Music in cello performance, as well as a master's at Columbia University Teachers College in teaching theory, as well as K through 12 teaching.
Two masters at once. Wow. I'm sure you have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, nothing to do at all. Quite boring.
So now, what caused the Mystic Chamber Music Series to get started? How did this happen?
Yeah, so I was putting on some concerts at the Mystic Knowing Library. They'd come to me and they'd said, we would love to have a concert upstairs in our Spicer reading room. And so we put on a free concert, and it RSVP'd out and had a waiting list. And so I'm sitting there going, I never knew there was this want of this kind of small...
Kind of interest,
yeah, this
yeah.
kind of interest here in the area. And because I know there is the Lagrua and other places, but it seems like there is a want for even more music. And so I then, I sat down with some of my teachers, and I've been lucky enough to study with the American String Quartet for the past... I think 7 years I've been working with them. And so I sat down with them for dinner at one point and told them about this kind of concert that had completely sold out. And they said, well, you should try and do something with that. You should try and build a little chamber festival with it. And so with their help and guidance, I kind of started doing it. And so we just had our first concert on January 27th at the Mystic Knowing Library. It was a sold out event.
Wow.
And then we have our next concert in April. And then in May, actually, the American String Quartet is actually coming to do a couple performances with us, with me and my fellows, at the Mystic Knowing Baptist Church.
Wow. So the performance...
Oh, sorry, the Mystic, the Union Baptist Church.
Union Baptist Church,
okay. Yes.
Well, we'll straighten that out.
Yes.
But the first concert, the January 27th, that was the first one,
mm-hmm.
and sold out at the library.
Sold out at the library,
now,
yes.
Some people can picture a library room that holds 10 people.
Yeah. We had about 55 people.
Wow.
In that, yeah, 55 people. It was a small kind of more meant to be like more cabaret intimate setting.
Yeah.
And so we actually got a grand piano up there. We got a Yamaha grand piano from Lucas Music, mm-hmm. Out here in Rhode Island. And so we put on a cello and piano night where we kind of picked and choose movements and parts of pieces that we really liked. It was called the Night of Miniatures. And kind of talked about the music and kind of just went through, I think we had about 8 pieces on the program, small little miniatures.
So obviously very successful inaugural program.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Next one is going to be in April on the 20th, right?
Yes, April 20th.
At 7 o'clock?
At 7 p.m., yes.
In the evening.
Yes, in the evening. We're still figuring out our venue. We're just waiting to sign the documents on our venue, so that will be on our website once we have finalized the venue.
Okay. So it's not going back to the library.
It's not going back to the library. We can't say where it's coming yet. Yeah, we need some more space. The venue should seat about 200 people in this new venue, and it will be a much different program than what we just did. It will actually be the name of the concert is The Sound of Four. And so it's actually going to start with a string quartet and then end with a piano quartet.
The Sound of Four, and that's because of four people.
Yeah, four voices, yes.
Four voices, if you will. All right, but not vocal voices.
Not vocal voices.
Instrumental voices.
Instrumental voices.
Because if it was four vocal voices, I would be there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be playing, or is
yes.
This,
yeah, so I have some wonderful musician friends who I have been friends with for years. And so the string quartet is will be comprised of me, a violinist friend of mine named Ruben Regel, who in a couple of years back won the Sphinx competition for violin, and as well as having won a couple of Mozart competitions and has toured with the Orpheus chamber orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
The second violinist is Nini Giogadza, who is a Georgian violinist who has soloed a lot. Many Georgian orchestras and all around Eastern Europe, and is also in New York City.
Just to clarify, we're not talking about the Georgia, South Carolina area.
No, we are not. We are talking about Georgia, the country.
All right.
And Sheila playing second violin. And then the violist, his name is Ramon Correa Martinez. And he is actually a former quartet musician. He won the Fischoff quartet competition and the Osaka quartet competition. And he will be playing viola, and we've all played together for years now, and we're all quite close. And the piano, the piano portion of the concert, the Brahms Piano Quartet, we will bring back Scylla, the pianist we had in January, and she will be performing with us. And she is she's won the Steinway Prize, soloed at Steinway Hall, soloed at the Harvard Club, and is a phenomenal pianist.
Excellent. Well, it sounds very exciting to get something like this off the ground.
Yeah,
it's and very your fun. Purpose is to make this go on and on and on, right?
That's kind of the goal. And I think I'm very lucky that there was a want for this kind of music in Mystic, and I didn't want it just to kind of stop with just making music for people who come to concerts. So we do a lot of children outreach. So I'm getting a degree in teaching K-12, and so we do. We do these kind of children's events that kind of allow people to kind of see the instruments up close and kind of see what chamber music is. And I think that one of my big things growing up here in Mystic was we have the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra, we have Rhode sure. Island Philharmonic, we have these big orchestras. As a kid, it wasn't as accessible to me to see small chamber groups. Mm-hmm. Right where I was in Mystic, and my parents know nothing about music. They know nothing about classical music, and so it wasn't like I got to see much chamber music while I was in Connecticut.
Your uncle was not Yo-Yo Ma.
No, he was not, surprisingly. And so I really want to kind of bring that to this area of kind of this educational aspect of educating what chamber music is and how we do and stuff like that. And with our January concert we did at the Mystic Knowing Library, we actually had earlier in the day a children's event that I think we had 35 kids in a room listening to us play to read a couple books as well as play some music along with it and kind of mix them all together. Peter and the Wolf style, as I say.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get to some music, give people a little indication of what you're about. And what's the first piece that you brought with you?
Yeah, so this is from our concert in January. It is the Rachmaninoff Cello Sonata, which some would also say is the Rachmaninoff Piano Sonata. It's an amazing piano part. And it is the third movement from it. So the most luscious and beautiful third movement you'll ever hear. And so it's me playing the cello as well as Scylla Shentürk on piano.
All right, we'll give that a listen and take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The Mystic Chamber Music Series is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with Tom Reddit, who is the Artistic Director and Executive Director of the series, which is getting its inaugurational year under its belt.
Yes, it is.
So your first concert last January was last month, was successful, and now we're looking forward to one on April 20th. And your music series address for online information is the name, right? So it's mysticchambermusicseries.com.
Yes, .com. It's Mystic Chamber Music Series on all social platforms. So on Instagram, on Facebook, as well as the website itself.
Excellent. So you kept it consistent. That's
consistent.
A good thing to do.
Yes.
All right. And we're yet to be determined where that April 20th concert's going to be. But it'll be great.
It'll be, yes. We're just finalizing the venue. We just can't announce it without having... We want to get everything signed before we announce where it is. But it's going to seat about 200 people, and it should be a wonderful concert. We're really excited.
In the Mystic area?
In the Mystic area, yes.
Okay. So we know that they don't have to travel to Boston.
No traveling to Boston. We're right in the Mystic area. Right.
Okay. And this this new group, how many people are involved putting this together? You mentioned a couple friends, but officially, is it just you, or are there, is there a board of directors?
So I have a wonderful board of directors headed by Jennifer Schwint, who's been on a couple boards around the area. So I have a board of directors, and but besides that, it's just me, and then I contract the musicians to come in and play.
Okay. Now, during the commercial break, I mentioned that you did seem to have some sort of an accent. So we talked about you growing up in Mystic, but you weren't born in Mystic.
I was born in Basingstoke, England, actually. So my father is English. And so we moved here when I was about four. So I have this kind of pseudo accent that is kind of American, kind of British at the same time.
Okay. Well, let's see. We want to talk about the music that's going to be coming up. And so let's get to that. Your selection of the music or the music process for how you decided what to play, just something that you've always wanted to do or someone suggested it? How did that come about?
Yeah, so I've had the wonderful ability to work with Dan Ashmolov of the American String Quartet. And he actually had a chamber festival that he ran down in Florida. In, I think, the Fort Myers area. He ran it for about 30 years. And so in starting this chamber series, I went to him and said, okay, I don't know anything. Please help.
That's a good way to do it.
And so many nights of getting a couple cocktails later, we kind of started to do programming. And one piece that always has stood out to me is the American String Quartet. First off, because it has given our mentors their namesake, but also just it's such a fun and lively piece that really can pull people who don't really know classical music will come in and listen to this and think it's
and enjoy it.
Yes,
absolutely.
So we kind of settled on that, and then and so we're really excited to play that. And then for the second half of the concert, it was going to be just a quartet concert, but I have played with Scylla, my pianist, for, I think, 8 years now. And so we did a small recording. Me, Ramon, Ruben, and Nini sat down and did a recording for some press releases of the Dvorak. And Scylla heard that, and I get a phone call. And she goes, please, can I be on the concert? And so, as most musicians know, you never say no to your pianist.
Right.
And so then we kind of sat down and started looking at other pieces that would kind of fit in this same realm. And we settled on the Brahms Piano Quartet in C minor, which is just this huge, powerful work and something that both I've played many a times in New York, as well as Ramon and Ruben. And we've played it together, actually, and we are really excited to kind of bring it here to...
Excellent. All right. Well, that's going to be interesting when we get to April, and we'll make sure that our audience knows exactly where that's going to be when time comes. But in the meantime, you can certainly go online and check that out and get ready to buy your tickets in advance. There will be some tickets available at the door, too, hopefully. Or maybe not hopefully. Maybe you sell out online.
Hopefully we sell out.
What kind of music do you have for us next?
So I actually have that first movement of the Dvorak I was just telling you about. We recorded it down at the Demena Center in New York City, where all of us are based. It's actually, if you watch the Bernstein movie, when he's conducting that big choir,
that's the same hall, same place we recorded it.
And so, if you want to see the video of this, it's actually on our YouTube page, but you'll now hear the audio of it.
Excellent. All right, we'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, pleased to be sitting with Tom Reddit. He is the executive and artistic director of the Mystic Chamber Music Series, coming, obviously, to beautiful downtown Mystic, Connecticut area. And we're talking about a program that is going to be taking place this year. Three concerts so far, the January and April, and then three more in May. So yes. I guess depending on how you count, three events, if you will. And we've been talking mostly about the April concert, which is going to be April 20th at 7 o'clock in the evening. And Tom, a little bit about the May concert. That's going to be three different days, right?
Yes, yeah, so it's going to be 3 days in a row, kind of making kind of like a big series out of it, a big event. And so it'll be three different concerts. The first concert will just be my musicians who are playing on the April concert. The same type of people. We'll play probably a piano trio night. The next concert on the 17th and the 18th will actually be headlined by the American String Quartet, who are coming to come play with us. And so all the fellows who are playing on the April concert have studied with the American String Quartet for six to 10 years.
Wow.
Each. And so the two concerts, the first one will be a night of sextets. So we'll be playing the Brahms Sextet in G major, as well as the Capriccio Sextet by Strauss. That will be the American String Quartet, so Peter Winograd, Laurie Carney, Dan Ashmolov, and Wolfram Kossel, as well as myself and Ramon Carrero Martinez.
That would make six.
Yes, make six. There we go. And then the last concert, which is going to be called Generations, we're really excited because we're going to have three generations on stage at the same time together. And we'll be playing, there'll be two quartets in the opening, two quartet pieces. And the second half of the concert will be the Mendelssohn Octet, because how else should you end a chamber festival than playing the octet? And
you got to find two more people.
Yeah, we're going to find two more people. So we'll have Ruben Regal and Nini playing on that as well, Nini Giorgadze. And the fun thing about this is it's actually Dan Ashmolov's final year with the string quartet. This is his closing year. He's been with the quartet for 48 years.
Wow. So a farewell tour, more or less.
A farewell tour. And this is actually going to be his last time playing the octet with the quartet.
Wow.
And it will be playing with his longtime student, Ramon Carrero Martinez. Ramon has studied with Dan for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really excited to kind of, that be his last octet performance, will be with us at our festival.
Putting all this together is not something that you probably do for 10 or 20 bucks.
Yeah.
It takes some finances, and it doesn't all come from, obviously, from the door sales or ticket sales.
Yeah.
So you have some help?
Yes, we do have some help. So we actually were very lucky to have won one of the the Connecticut Artist Respond grants. And so that came actually out of a grant that I wrote to do our educational outreach events. And so with the April concert, we will actually be doing outreach events at some of the public schools in the area. We're still figuring out which ones, but we're going to hopefully go in and do our Peter and the Wolf-esque event for them, and kind of bring this kind of chamber music and this high level of chamber music into the schools and kind of build a community outreach there. And that's wonderfully helped by the Connecticut Artist Respond grant, which we've won.
Well, that's great. You have that, and hopefully some more to come down the road.
Hopefully more to come down the road, yes.
And if we have any listeners, which we do have some listeners that are, you know, can afford to make a donation or two, they can do that on your website?
On the website, yes.
All right.
There's a link on the website.
And I have to make you promise, if because of this radio program, you get $1 million donation, you'll recognize me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll send it your way.
All right. So people can help out, as obviously this is something that's just getting underway. It's not like a lot of the festivals that we talk about here on WCRI have been going for 30, 40 years, but Tom is starting something new, so yes. You can use all the help you can get.
Yes, we can. We would love as much help as we can get.
And the biggest help you can be is to support with your presence at these performances.
Yes. We would love to kind of get these performances as sold out as possible and reach as many people as we can, people who, of course, listen to the station, know a lot about classical music, but also people who don't know much about classical music.
Right, because it can be a lot of fun, and particularly when you're talking about that level, you know, for that quartet that you're bringing in has been around for a long, long time.
A long, long time,
and
yes.
Played for probably, I was going to say thousands, but probably millions of people.
I'd say, they've toured all around the world. They're actually heading off to Europe in, I think, about two or three weeks. They're off to Europe on a giant European tour.
And then they'll be back.
They'll be back in time. Don't worry.
All right. We have one piece of music left, and I just want to thank you for coming in and sharing your story with us. It's great to hear about a new event and something new starting in the chamber music world.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's been great to meet you, and look forward to doing this on a regular basis, hopefully.
Yes, hopefully.
Where you can tell us how the spring went and what we're looking forward to in the fall.
Yes, that'd be wonderful.
You do have plans.
We do have plans in the fall, yes. Keep going in the fall. Keep it going.
All right. Well, what's this last piece of music you have?
Yeah, so this is something that I kind of came up with. I've played many at Peter the Wolf. I played it. I played at the Guggenheim. I've played it all around the world. And so I found that I was looking to do a children's event, and so I was looking at books to read because we were doing a children's event at the library, and I came across this wonderful book by Catherine Greer called Violin and Cello. Hmm. And so the book itself is about a violinist and a cellist who live in the same apartment building, but never meet, and they just practice back and forth. And I thought that was quite fitting, living in New York as I do, and playing the cello in an apartment building. And so what we did was we took the book that actually has some sheet music written out inside of it, and we kind of did our own twist on it. So there we'll read a couple sections, and then we'll play a little bit of music, and kind of back and forth like that. And we actually decided to use their music, but also add Passacaglia, the duet, the violin-cello duet by Handel Hofferson.
Okay.
As well as a kind of little extra little spice added to it as well.
So this has some reading in it as mm-hmm. well as the music.
Yes, right. Back and forth.
Well, it'll be interesting to listen to. Thanks again, Tom. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tom, I think it would be a good idea to say one more time that the concert is going to be Saturday, April 20th at 7 p.m., and tickets are available online at mysticchamberseries.com. Best of luck to you and everything in the future. All right, we'll listen to this, and then the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Violin and Cello. Story by Catherine Greer. Illustrations by Joanna Bartel. And music by Alexander Lowe. In a tall apartment tower, two busy families lived side by side. A calico cat played on one balcony. A garden grew on the other. Someone played a violin. And someone played a cello. But the musicians never met. Cello from a backpack, violin from a case. Each musician practiced at their own place. It was tricky. It took some time. Then music flew from the violin and from the cello too. But most of the time, the violinist played alone. And the cellist played alone. It was a little lonely. Then one day, the violinist had an idea. He sent a secret message. Cello from a backpack, violin from a case. Each musician still played at their own place. It was tricky. It took some time. Then music flew from the violin and from the cello too. The cellist made a paper plane of her own and zoomed it back to the balcony of her mystery friend. Cello from a backpack, violin from a case. Each musician still played at their own place. But the mystery friends now knew things were better in twos. And so they planned a spectacular surprise. In a tall apartment tower on two balconies, the musicians performed for the very first time. Cello from a backpack, violin from a case. The Mystery Friends duet debut took place. First was the allegro, zippy and quick. Then the adagio, dreamy and slow. An audience gathered to listen. That's how the mystery friends became real friends. Cello from a backpack, violin from a case. The new friends made music all over the place.
And now to conclude the end of the book, please enjoy an excerpt of Passacaglia by Handel Hoffmann. Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.